A coalition of environmental groups, led by the Watershed Conservation Resource Center, has proposed transforming a derelict dam park site on the West Fork of the White River in South Fayetteville into an ecological preserve and recreational area. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The West Fork rushes through a little park in South Fayetteville's industrial district. Fish dart through the frigid aqua green water this cold afternoon. Birds soar overhead. This place was originally a pump station operating 60 years ago, drawing water out of a little reservoir for the city of Fayetteville, a public drinking water supply. Relics from that era still stand here, including some preserved buildings and sections of original dam, now broken into giant chunks. Sandy Formica, executive director of the Watershed Conservation Resource Center, stands above this spillway, peering over the water. She's been yearning to restore this place for 20 years now.
What I'd like to see is a free-flowing stream that is not obstructed with a dam, and that's a natural environment with stable stream banks, and it's creating habitat for the fish and other wildlife, but is also a wonderful recreation opportunity.
The Water Conservation Resource Center, headquartered in Fayetteville, works with federal, state, and local governments to restore both the Illinois and White River watersheds. Formica first began to study this watershed in 1998 when she was chief of environmental preservation at the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. She left that position to establish the nonprofit Water Conservation Resource Center.
Based on the original watershed assessment that we did, we knew this dam was here, and then since then we did another plan to restore unstable sections of the West Fork White River. So that was finished in 2010, and the dam removal came into light again at that point. And so recently we did a restoration project at Mount Kessler Regional Park, and there's a small stream that runs along the ball fields, and we restored about 2,000 feet of that stream. But we included in that project a study to look at the dam removal and to restore both upstream and downstream of where the dam is located.
The Arkansas Canoe Club, a nonprofit conservation group, got involved asking the city of Fayetteville a year ago to transform the park into a seasonal whitewater destination. And the Beaver Watershed Alliance has also joined in.
We have worked closely with Beaver Watershed Alliance on both assessing and restoring the West Fork White River. And their role in this is to provide outreach on and hosting public meetings with the partners, which would include the city of Fayetteville and us, and the Canoe Club, to make people aware of the potential project here and to get input.
Since 2016, the Watershed Conservation Resource Center has been collaborating with Arkansas Natural Resources Conservation Service, Beaver Water District, local cities, and other watershed groups under an $8.8 million grant to restore riparian waterways and develop local watershed management plans. Just one of several major endeavors for the center. For years, this site, this pump station site, was an industrial site, a galvanizing metal factory, eventually abandoned, leaving a toxic mess. The city of Fayetteville, with federal grant money, cleaned it up, turned part of the downstream land into a public ballpark, and is now considering restoring this section of the river, which will require careful planning and attention to stream bank erosion and sedimentation.
What's the problem with the dam right now is that it's backing the water up at least a mile, and it creates a fish passage barrier. And so sensitive species can't get through here. You're creating a lake, which is a lake type effect, which is unnatural for a river. And so that doesn't promote the kinds of fish species that we would like to see here. Part of the dam removal is that we will need to restore about 8,000 feet of river, which is close to 2 miles.
The West Fork's a tributary of the White River, which is impounded downstream into Beaver Reservoir, a major drinking water supply. So improving this section of the West Fork will improve the health of the entire system, Formica says. And after the old pump station river section is improved, the paddle park installation can begin.
So people can enjoy the river and paddle either in whatever kind of vessel they want. Sometimes there would be some kayak features also, and those would be most fun in the spring when the water's higher. But the park would have trails. You would be able to possibly be shuttled at the beginning and float through that. Possibility that this would connect to a broader water trail. So a lot of possibilities here for recreation. There would still be fishing. We would like to bring back the smallmouth bass fishery that this river used to be known for. And so that would be part of this effort too.
The pump station park planning, there's no name for this place yet, is very early phase and will require at least $5 million reportedly in grant funding to achieve. But once complete, this future whitewater park could connect to the Razorback Greenway. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.